One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, friends. My name is Ava. I'm 17. Unfortunately, I don't see my family anymore. I don't pick up the phone when they call. I'll tell you why in a little while. All I ask is that you let me know what you think after hearing my story. Who do you think is right, them or me? My parents began dating during their freshman year of college. My mom got pregnant unexpectedly. They were really young, but their parents made them get married. I was born soon after the wedding. Because they were still students, they had neither the time nor the money to take care of me. My mom's parents said they could take me in and look after me. But back then, they lived in another city, really far away. My parents used that as an excuse to never come visit me. When I started speaking, I called my grandparents, Mom and Dad. I didn't see my parents again until I was 6 years old. When I found out they were coming, I was so excited I couldn't sleep. Until then, we had only talked over the phone. I was so curious about them. Did my mother have long hair or short? Did my father wear glasses? Was I supposed to call them Mom and Dad from now on? I was up all night with all these childish questions in my head. I remember the moment I saw them very clearly. My mom gave me a big hug, but my dad only said, "You've grown so much," and just stroked my hair. I thought they were going to take me home and that I was going to live with them from now on. But that wasn't their plan. They told my grandma, "Ava is so happy with you. We'll keep working for a little longer and try to make things better. We'll take her to live with us the first chance we get." But for some reason, that chance never came. 4 years passed. I'd lost all hope and stopped waiting for them. Unfortunately, one evening my grandmother suddenly passed away. My parents came. They decided to put my grandfather in a nursing home. Now they had no choice but to take me with them. After a while, I figured out why they never wanted me all these years. Even though I was their child, we had never developed an emotional bond because we'd never spent any time together. They didn't feel close to me, and I didn't feel close to them. We lived in the same house, but we were strangers. They almost never bothered to talk to me. After a while, I began to feel like a parasite in their house. I had a hard time calling them Mom and Dad because I didn't feel like they were my parents. 2 years passed like this. I wasn't happy at all. I missed my loving grandparents so much. One day, I had noticed that my mother's belly had grown. When my mother saw me staring at it, she said, "You're going to have a brother soon." At that moment, I got really upset. Can you believe it? My mother didn't even bother telling me she was pregnant. I realized once again that my parents really didn't care about me. When my brother Ethan was born, it got even worse because I saw how warm and loving they could actually be as parents. My mother left her job to spend all her time with my brother. And even though my father was really tired when he came back from work, he would play with Ethan for hours, and I could see that he really enjoyed it. On the weekends, they would go out with Ethan and stay out all day. Of course, they never took me with them. Before they'd leave, my mother would tell me, "I put Ethan's clothes in the washing machine. Wash them and put them in the dryer. And don't forget to iron your dad's shirts." Normally, I would have no problem doing that, but it hurt me so much that chores were the only reason she was communicating with me. Thankfully, I wasn't alone. At least I could share what I was going through with my best friend, Harper. She really helped me get through this. I would go to her place every time I was feeling down since she lived really close to me. Even though I kept telling her about the same things, she always listened. She would stroke my hair without saying a word as I cried, and that really comforted me. Harper ended up doing me a huge favor at that time. I'm still grateful to her for it. Her family had to move abroad because of her father's job at the State Department, but Harper didn't want to go with them, so her parents found her a boarding school. Harper asked me, "Do you want to come to the boarding school with me?" I told her, "That's a great idea, but I don't know what my folks will say." At the same time, I kind of knew they would be really into the idea. And that's exactly what happened. When I told my parents, they looked at each other. They tried not to show it, but I could tell they were thrilled.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
My father said, "Sure, you can go if that's what you would like." My mother just nodded. She was trying really hard to hide her smile. Their reaction didn't upset me because I knew them well enough by then. I was just happy I wouldn't have to put up with them anymore. Boarding school instantly changed my life. Our school was located in a forest. I finally felt at peace. Harper and I went on long walks together. We had just started hearing about TikTok then. It wasn't as huge as it is now. Harper and I started a channel together. We would make new videos on our forest walks and post them. We were staying on top of all the big trends. Our follower count was going up. There was only one problem. Most people at school looked down on us when they heard about TikTok. Unfortunately, Harper would get upset about it. But I was used to this kind of thing from my family. It used to be Harper who comforted me, and now it was me comforting her. That's how we kept making videos. As TikTok got more popular, we began reaching more people. The best part is, after a while, brands began taking TikTok seriously. We were getting collaboration proposals. At first, the rates were really low, but soon the pay got better. Now I was making good money, and this gave me an incredible boost of self-esteem. With the money I earned, I was going to be able to pay for college after I graduated. Meanwhile, Harper and I had become legitimate TikTok stars. A TV channel DM'd us to say they wanted to make a news piece about us. The school gave us the okay, and we did it. In the piece, they called us high schoolers who made it on TikTok. At some point during the interview, the reporter asked, "How much are you making from TikTok?" Harper jokingly said, "We don't want to give you a number, but we're definitely making much more than our parents." We laughed about it during the shoot. I couldn't have predicted it at the time, but that sentence would completely change my life. Even though it only aired on a small channel, my father saw the story. Ever since I arrived at the boarding school, my mom would only text me once a month to ask, "Is everything okay?" And I'd write back, "All's good." That was the extent of our communication. My father never even called once. But he called immediately after seeing the news story. "Is what your friend's saying true? Are you really making a lot of money on TikTok?" "I'm making something," I said. I was upset that he was calling me about money. He said, "How much are you making? You're not even 18 yet. You should give that money to me. I'm your father." I'd heard enough. I said, "Did you just realize that you're my father when you heard I had money? I used to think that you were my father too, but over the years, You taught me that you, in fact, were not, and I hung up on him. He called again many times, but I didn't pick up. Then my mother started calling, too. I didn't answer her calls either. They sent me a million texts. They were shamelessly going on about money. Under normal circumstances, I could have sent them all the money I had, but I was so pissed they were after my money that I promised myself I would never give them anything, not even one penny. That evening, Harper and I did some research online. According to what we read, if I had been living with my parents, they would have had the right to take all my money. But if you don't live in the same house, then it's up to the judge to decide. So if you can convince the judge, then the parents can't touch your money. The next day, my father came to my school, but there was a surprise waiting for him. I wasn't at school. I figured he would do something like this. So Harper and I got up really early in the morning and left school. Harper's father got us an appointment with a lawyer. We went to the lawyer's office. I told her everything. She told me, "You were raised by your grandparents. If you move back in with your grandfather, your parents can't touch you, because from what I understand, all your parents care about right now is your money. Once we prove that in court, the judge will rule in your favor. After that, you can live with your grandfather, and no one can make a claim on your money." That's exactly what happened. My lawyer, Felicia, saved me from my greedy family. They can't touch me anymore. With some of the money I made, I bought a nice house where I could live with my grandfather. But I had to leave boarding school when we moved there, so Harper ended up moving in with us. Now we go to a new school together. By the way, I'm sure you want to know what our TikTok account is. But due to legal reasons, it's not possible for me to share this with you. I can only give you a hint. Recently, my grandfather has been making appearances in many of our videos. Thank you for listening to my story. I want to remind you of my initial question. Who do you think is right, my parents or me? Please let me know in the comments. See you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ashton. I'm 15 years old. I have some really serious issues with my parents. Can a father be jealous of his own son? My dad is jealous of me because in just 4 months, I made as much money as he has in 10 years. And I'm making even more now. And what about mother? Mine is jealous of me because even though she tried to stop me, I still managed to become rich. It all started when my math teacher made an announcement. "Guys, I see you all gaming all the time. I think you've played enough. How about you build your own game that others can play? Starting next month, I'm going to teach a mobile game coding class at the Coding Club. Anyone who joins will have made a game by the end of the course." You might think that I immediately jumped at the idea, but it wasn't like that, because I have to admit that at that time, when someone said coder, all I could think of was a nerd with thick glasses and no friends. But this girl I had a crush on, Olivia, said, "That's a great idea. I'm definitely going to join." And I thought that maybe I was wrong about coders. If Olivia was taking the coding class, I would take it too, because I'd been looking for an opportunity to ask her out for months. The class would be a good way to spend more time with her. That evening at home, I told my parents about the course. I said, "My computer is really slow. If we can get a new laptop, I could code from anywhere." But my dad said, "You're going to write code? Son, don't get me wrong, but coding is for smart people. Don't waste your time." Which made me really angry.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Dad, what do you mean? I yelled at him, and my mom said, Ashton, don't you raise your voice. You think we have a money tree in the backyard? You can't expect us to waste money on ridiculous things like this. So she was with my dad on this. Arguing with them was useless. They had never taken me seriously. As usual, I was going to have to take care of this myself. When the course started, I realized that creating a game was much harder than I thought it would be. Still, I was happy to be spending time with Olivia. I hadn't told her how I felt about her yet, but we were getting along really well. We were chatting all the time. Then one day, she told me something that really hurt me. I had joined the coding class because of Olivia, and she had joined because of Kyle, the founder of the coding club. All she wanted was to get him to notice her. I was devastated when she confessed this to me, but of course, I couldn't say anything. One day in class, our math teacher said, Guys, I have an idea which I think will motivate you. At the end of the course, we'll have a competition for the best game. All your classmates will vote for their favorite. The person whose game gets the most votes will get a prize. Kyle said, I've been coding since I was 8 years old. I've already developed 3 games. It won't be fair to the others if I compete as well. But Olivia wasn't having it. Kyle, please, you have to compete or the whole school will make fun of us. At least one good game should come out of this course. Kyle looked at her and said, In that case, I'm in, but only because Olivia wants me to be. And Olivia blushed. Kyle and Olivia were flirting right in front of my eyes, and I was watching as if it were a soap opera. Suddenly, I had an idea. Would Olivia be impressed if I were the one who created the best game? Maybe she was just like my dad and thought coders were smart, and that's why she had a crush on Kyle. I was going to go for it. I had nothing to lose, and if I won the competition, maybe Olivia would like me. Of course, first, I had to come up with a good idea for a game. Olivia loved the Japanese kawaii characters. She always wore clothes with kawaii cats or rabbits on them. If I built a game with those characters, I was sure she would love it. After I made the decision, I started to work literally day and night. One night, I was looking for something to eat in the fridge, and I accidentally dropped a bottle of milk. The noise woke up my dad. I'd gone back to my room to keep working when he came in. He started screaming. He asked me why I was still up at that hour. When I told him I was working on my game, he said, So you're just wasting electricity? And unplugged the computer. I was devastated because hours of work that I had put just disappeared. When my dad turned off the computer, the code I wrote that day was lost. But there was nothing I could do since in our house, my parents were in charge. They thought they could do whatever they wanted. After this incident, my parents began to harass me. Every time they saw me coding, they tried to do something to stop me. They were irritated with me when they should have been proud. I had no choice but to start working in the computer lab after school. One day, Kyle came up to me. When he saw the kawaii characters on the screen, he said, I'm the best in the class, and it looks like you're the worst. Are you making a game for babies? He was mocking me. Even though I tried to act cool, I was worried about what he had said. I love my game, but I've never shown it to anyone else. Maybe it's not as good as I think it is, I thought to myself. That night, I couldn't sleep because I was so upset. When we got to the end of the course, our math teacher said, We're going to upload all your games to the app stores. Then we'll announce the competition to the school. Your friends will be able to download and play the games and vote for their favorites. I had done my best, but unfortunately, I wasn't very confident in my game. I thought no one would like it. I was sure Kyle had developed a very good game. He'd become even more popular than he already was, and everyone would laugh at me, like always. Our games were supposed to come out in the app stores the next day. That night, I couldn't fall asleep. I thought, I wish I'd never gotten involved in this. I must have passed out before sunrise. When I woke up, it was past 1 p.m. I had turned off my phone. When I turned it back on, texts started pouring in. I was flooded with messages, and my friends were congratulating me. Girls loved my kawaii characters. The winner hadn't been announced yet, but judging from the text, everyone was sure I was going to win. I thought about Kyle's game. I downloaded it immediately. He'd made a platform game. It wasn't bad, but it was mediocre. There were thousands of games like it. There was nothing special about it, and I was bored after 5 minutes. It looked like Kyle's game was a huge disappointment, and if I'm honest, it made me happy. I got to school an hour later. When I walked in the door, I was greeted like a rock star. The best part was Olivia running up to me and giving me a hug. Did you download Kyle's game? I expected more from him. No one liked his, she said. It was obvious who the winner of the Kyle versus Ashton fight was. Of course, it was a big deal for me to win the school competition. But the biggest surprise was that the next day, my game had become one of the most downloaded apps. A week later, I logged into my App Store account, and I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw how much money I'd made. If this kept up, I'd be very rich. And it did. Right now, I have quite a bit of money in my Bitcoin account. So take a guess, what was the first thing that I bought, and for whom? If you thought it was for Olivia, you're wrong. I bought a really nice sports car for my math teacher. I'm also giving him 20% of all my earnings. He deserves all of it because the best things in my life are the result of the course that he started. The day I won the competition, I told my parents about what happened. As you know, we hadn't been getting along well for some time. I even had to fight them to be able to finish my game. They never had any faith in me, but they were still my family. I wanted to share how happy I was.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
We were at the dinner table. I was talking excitedly about the texts I got when I woke up, how everyone was congratulating me when I came to school, and that my game was getting so popular. They kept on eating their food without even bothering to respond. Finally, my dad said, "Okay, so now this game thing is over, right? I think we've heard enough of this crap." I couldn't believe my ears. "No, Dad, it's not over. This is just the beginning." I yelled and left the kitchen to go to my room. That night, it was only the first day, so I had no idea about my game's worldwide success or the fact that I was about to make more money than I could ever imagine. Since I didn't know those things, my family didn't know about them either. I'd only told them about what had happened at school. But unfortunately, they'd let me down. In the days that followed, I found out I was rich, but I didn't say anything to my parents. When my sports car gift to my teacher made it to social media, my mom found out about it. They came to my room. "What's up with all this money? Did you make money from this game? Why didn't you tell us about it?" they asked. "Yes, I made a lot of money, and I'm still making a lot. I didn't tell you because I thought that since you weren't interested in my game, you wouldn't be interested in the money I made either." They were both very annoyed when my dad said, "Ashton, we're your family. You're young. You can't even open a bank account. You have to give us that money." I told him, "I'm buying Bitcoin with the money I make, so don't you worry. I have even more now without lifting a finger." It's been months since this conversation. I haven't given my family a single penny. They keep bugging me about it. They're really jealous because in a few months, I'd made more money than my dad made working for years and years. But I'm still both angry and upset. Everything could have been different if only they'd been happy for me that first day. I can't forgive them because I can't forget how they acted that day. Last night, I caught my dad looking at my Instagram account. He was enlarging and looking closely at the photos I've been posting. I could tell that he was super jealous from the way he was looking at them. I called Olivia and told her about it. She laughed and said, "Babe, I think you're exaggerating. They're your family." And I replied, no, babe, I'm not exaggerating, and I'll keep doing what I'm doing.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bree. I'm 16. My mom left me when I was just a baby. I never knew her. My dad says she couldn't handle the responsibility of raising a child because she was too young. One morning, she went out to the grocery store and never came back. My grandmother raised me. My dad would visit us often, but it was my grandmother who was my real parent. The time I lived with her were the best years of my life. When I was 12, my dad remarried. His new wife had a daughter the same age. My dad took me to their house to meet them. I stayed there for one night. His new wife completely ignored me. Her daughter, Sadie, was only interested in her phone. It was pretty obvious that neither of them liked me. But I didn't care because I thought I would never have to live with them. But unfortunately, when my grandmother passed away last year, I had to move in with them. My stepmother started treating me badly from day one. She made me do all the housework. I even had to clean Sadie's room. She was incredibly mean to me. For example, during breakfast, she'd say, "Aren't you full yet? You've had enough to eat. Go take out the trash." I was really unhappy, but I didn't tell my dad about it so as not to upset him. He was working in the finance department of a big real estate developer. The finance manager transferred hundreds of thousands of dollars into his personal account. My dad didn't know anything about it, but he got arrested anyway. He didn't have the money to hire a good lawyer, so he ended up going to jail. My life wasn't going great to begin with, and when my dad went to jail, things got even worse. One day, my stepmother told me, "We're broke because of your father. You need to quit school and start working. If you want to live here, you need to bring in money." So I had to drop out of school. Of course, this rule did not apply to my stepmother's daughter. Sadie kept going to school, but I had to get a job at a call center. Since I had to deal with one stressful event after another, I got acne all over my face. I couldn't recognize myself in the mirror. The people I worked with looked at me with pity. There was this guy I liked. One day I heard him mocking me, saying, "This girl shouldn't leave the house. She has no right to make the rest of us uncomfortable." I was really devastated. I couldn't sleep that night. I cried for a long time. I wanted to go to a dermatologist, but I couldn't afford to. I was giving all the money I earned to my stepmother as soon as I got it. My acne was getting worse every day. I thought I should at least try some natural remedies. There were so many formulas for anti-acne face masks online. I picked one that used ingredients I could easily find. I just needed almond oil, apple cider vinegar, and honey. I borrowed money from a friend to buy these. That night, I made a mixture and put it on. But when I washed my face in the morning, I was disappointed to see it hadn't worked at all. My grandmother would always say, "Nature has a cure for everything." I began reading everything I could find about natural treatments for acne. For example, do you know why many formulas use apple cider vinegar? Because vinegar is very effective against bacteria and fungi. As I learned more, I started to believe I could develop my own formula. I was testing new face masks on myself all the time. Although some of them were somewhat effective, I still had acne. One day, as I was doing research, I came across some information about a plant I'd never heard of. Women in rural areas use this plant to regulate their hormones during pregnancy. I thought it could work because one of the main causes of acne is hormones. I looked all over the city, and I found the dried leaves of this plant in a little shop.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
That evening, I prepared a new face mask using the leaves and applied it. When I woke up in the morning, I ran to the bathroom to wash my face. When I removed the mask, I was amazed. My acne was completely gone. There was someone else in the mirror. I don't usually cry much, but that morning I bawled my eyes out from happiness. Everyone at work was surprised. They asked me how I did it, but I didn't tell them my secret. I had a friend who had an acne problem like me. I had brought the mixture for her to try. I told her, put this on your face tonight before you go to sleep. Let's see if it works for you. Next morning, I woke up because my phone was ringing. My friend was video calling me. She was so excited. There's not one spot left on my face. Bree, this is the magic cure. You can become a millionaire selling this stuff, and you'll deserve every penny, she said, thanking me over and over again. I had developed a plant-based formula that makes acne disappear after just one use. I thought I really could get rich. I made an Instagram account. I sent the link to my friend and asked for her opinion. She shared my Instagram account with everyone she knew. She wrote, "This worked wonders for me. Get it if you have an acne problem." That night, I made 6 sales over Instagram. The next day, I sold 13. The numbers kept growing. A month later, I was getting nearly 100 orders a day. People wanted even more, but I couldn't produce the masks fast enough. Why? Because I could only work at night so that my stepmother and Sadie wouldn't find out. During the day, I was still working at the call center. I was making a ton of money. I was hiding it all in my room because I had nowhere else to keep it. I had a teddy bear that I got from my ex as a birthday present. I took out all the stuffing and filled it with money. Then I neatly sewed it back. The money kept coming in. I bought another teddy bear. I stuffed it with money just like the other one. I kept buying more and more and ended up with 13 teddy bears in my room. I had to find another hiding place soon because having that many teddy bears didn't look normal. After a while, my worst fear came true. My stepmother called me while I was at work. I picked up the phone. "What is this money inside a teddy bear? Is that yours?" she asked. I was caught by surprise, so I said something ridiculous. My stepmother said angrily, "My friend's son had an appendectomy. Sadie saw all these teddy bears in your room. We thought we could bring one of them to the boy as a gift. While he was playing, he realized it was full of money. Whose money is this? You'll have to explain this to me tonight." I was in such a panic. I ran out of work and jumped into a cab. I was going home. If my stepmother was still at the hospital, I could move the money somewhere safe before she got back. Good plan, but where would I take it? I had an idea. There was someone I could ask for help. I called the friend who was so grateful to me for treating her acne and was thanking me every chance she got. I told her briefly about what was happening. "I'll do whatever you want. I'd be so happy to help you," she said. She paused for a moment and screamed, "I have a great idea. I have to speak with my dad right now." I was so relieved when I got home because no one was there. 15 minutes later, my friend and her dad arrived in a huge RV. We carried the teddy bears to the RV together. My friend's dad said, "Thanks to you, my daughter got her life back. We're so grateful to you." We went to an RV park all the way across the city. My friend and her dad got in a cab and went home. Yes, this was my friend's idea. I was going to live in their RV for a while. I was feeling really good about myself because from now on, I could do whatever I wanted. I got rid of my old phone so that my stepmother wouldn't be able to reach me and got a new one. I had something important I had to do. I searched online for a lawyer and found one. I met him in his office the next day. I ended up hiring him to look into my dad's case. My stepmother wouldn't tell me where my father was being detained so that I wouldn't be able to visit him. So first off, the lawyer had to find out where my dad was.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Then I went and bought a whole bunch of the ingredients I used to make the acne mask. I was going to convert the RV into a small lab. Meanwhile, the lawyer called. He found out which facility my dad was kept in. If you want to visit him, I can come and pick you up in an hour, he said. I'd missed my dad so much. The second I saw him in his prison clothes, I started crying. The lawyer left us alone. I told my dad everything. He was so sad to hear what I'd gone through. He said, "Your stepmother never comes to visit me. I was so worried about you because I had no way of knowing how you were. I'm going to divorce her as soon as I leave this place and I'll be a better father to you," and he hugged me. Then we talked to the lawyer. He said that there wasn't enough evidence to keep my father in jail. Our lawyer turned out to be really good. He quickly found many witnesses to prove that my dad was innocent. After he got out of prison, my dad and I lived in the RV for a while. I was really rich now. We bought a 3-story house. I turned the entire top floor into a lab. I hired 5, because my friend who helped me out is now working with me as well. We can now produce 800 acne masks per day. My dad took some time to get himself together and then went to meet my stepmother. She started crying, saying, "I always loved Bree so much. Bring her back home. We can be the happiest family in the world." My dad said that wasn't an option anymore and that he was going to file for divorce as soon as possible. She kept saying, "I beg you, please give me a chance. I missed you and Bree so much," lying to his face. My dad yelled, "Enough! How dumb do you think we are? You're only after Bree's money," and left her right there. My stepmother is still texting my dad several times a day, but thankfully my dad finally saw her true self. He's not buying her cheap lies anymore. If you liked my story, please don't forget to like this video. Thanks so much for listening to me. See you.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.